Hello, hello, dude. Good morning, guys. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hope you got some water. Hope you got some coffee. Hope you got some snacks or anything to listen to this next podcast, because we got Kyle Driver, man. The guy is as big of a heart. Guy has as big of a heart as he is a big of muscles. He's a massive, massive man. I like him a lot. Big old teddy bear. And he is just such a great guy. I'm really excited for this conversation. It's going to be really, really fun. Kyle, how you doing, buddy?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing really good.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah, yeah, long. I've been on the show a few times just in spirit. it's good to have you here, man.
Yeah.
Dude, so I wanted to hear how you got into Twitch and just the introduction of Twitch, TikTok, all your stuff, and just how, like, you came into what you've got. So I'm curious, like, just give like Jeez. A little short version if you can.
I'll do my best. So I think a lot of us, especially the Twitch Talk community, mm-hmm. We all kind of start at the same time. Mm-hmm. I started my first ever stream on Twitch was April. Basically just being a social person, having that sociability basically removed,
yeah,
because of COVID here in Michigan. It's real bad,
yeah,
real bad in the very beginning. Having that removed was real rough, so I started streaming just as a new different way to connect with my friends,
yeah.
And from there it just kind of blossomed into something else. I used to be able to pinpoint the time where I was like, this might be something more. Mm-hmm. The longer time passes and the older I get, the harder it is to remember.
Don't say it like that, bro. I think I'm older than you.
Well, I'm 33.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I'm 33.
Oh, you are very young. Like, in heart, like, you're very, like, not immature, but like, you're very, like, still excitable. Oh, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I love that. That gives me so much hope. Sorry, I didn't mean to run around. I'm so excited. Yeah.
And then a buddy of mine turned me on to a streamer that just kind of, he had been doing it for a lot longer, but mm-hmm. He was making huge strides in streaming with TikTok. Mm-hmm. So I think I started my TikTok like towards the end of July,
yeah,
beginning of August, and from there it just kind of it went from there.
Yeah.
So that's basically it. It was a, you know, start off to just to be social with my friends, and then it turned into something more, and here we are.
That's amazing, bro. Yeah, you are a social butterfly. Just from like what I've gotten to know you from, like, playing the one game that we have, which, by the way, bro, we've been meaning to like get together and play way more.
It needs to happen.
Oh yeah, but no, just like getting to know you, it's like I think just who you are is an enigma, because you're for those of you who have never seen Kyle Driver, just go look him up. Just because, like, he's so tender and kind, but his body type is shredded man. Like, every time I'm looking, I'm like, you're too nice to look the way you are. Like, yeah, like, you're a little too friendly for how jacked and shredded you are.
And I can't say that's how it's always been for me. I used to be cynical. I used to be negative and... at some point, I'm just like, it's, you know, life's too short,
yeah,
to be mad at people. So I invested some time into myself,
yeah,
to kind of, you know, be better. And from that point, I found a love for talking to people and meeting people,
yeah,
and hearing about them and all that stuff. So,
yeah, I think that's, the cynical side of life can get really, especially with our jobs of being like on social media, being like a personality. Cause it was funny. Cause I was wanting to talk to you about this because like you exude confidence, and I think we all do to an extent, but it's, You had a viral video, video that went viral, and it was you talking about Apple boxes. And it was like, if you still have your Apple iPhone box, get rid of it.
Yeah.
You don't need it. Like, just making
it. You don't. Just throw it away.
Right, but it was very light and playful, like, very, very not even toxic. It was just funny.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you popped in my chat, you're like, well, I guess people don't like that opinion. So, yes. Like, it was just funny to, like, see, like, how people can get so bent out of shape over, like, something
over
so small.
Over the silliest things.
Oh, bro.
The longer you go on for it, you have fun with trolls.
Yeah.
You ask questions.
Yeah.
You break it down. Like, I had a dude, I posted a video talking about switching from COD to Apex.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, this is a dumb opinion. This is dumb and all this stuff. And I was like, I go, well, why do you feel that way? Well, you didn't even like I'll break it down. Like, I want to know. Like I'm curious. And yeah. I think you're saying that because you're new here. Okay. A lot of my stuff is comedy based. Yeah. I do a lot of hyperbolic content. All exaggerated. Like I don't mean it to be serious. I'm not, you know, trashing the COD community. I'm not saying Apex is better.
I will say Apex is better. I will.
The current state, yes. Right now, yeah, 100%. With the state of Warzone the way it is, it's 100%. But then he just goes, the latest response was like, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Like if you can, and then he followed.
Yeah.
Like if you can, like, trolls are content and they're potential followers. You just have to. There are some you can't reach, and then there are some that you can. And over time, you're able to kind of see, you know, who can and who can't. So.
Yeah, I think that's the. I posted a video, recently, and it was, and I get pretty sweet, kind comments. So I it's been a long time since I've had a video just to track so many negative things. But I had one guy. And it was perfect because I kind of wanted it to come. I wanted to comment because I wanted, like, help people get past this. But the guy was like, because I went on a 3 a.m. rant and was just like, if you're not grateful for the people who are in your chat, you don't deserve what you get. Like, if you can't see those people in your chat as people and get excited for everyone who decides to stay and watch you for 2, 3, 4 hours or months, years, however long you choose to do it, like, you just don't, you just don't deserve it. And one guy was like, I hope money peddlers like you, which we had to look up what money peddler was, and it's a person who sells wares. So I was like,
yeah.
Okay. So I, to an extent, sure. Yeah. I think I am a money peddler. and we just went into, he just like tried to wreck me as much as he could. And I was so thankful for it. I was like, okay, good, finally. And so, like, because it was so angry.
It's time.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, but I went into it. I was like, hey, for those of you who get messages like this, this person doesn't know me. Like, I'd rather go talk to Kyle Driver and, like, get lifted up for someone who actually does know me to an extent, more than this guy does, definitely.
Yeah.
And just be like, hey, like, is this what I'm doing wrong? Am I doing something wrong? Instead of just trusting, like, some random person on the internet who has no idea who you are. And it was such a cool learning moment because, like, there's so many people who just don't have that confidence to have that. Like your platform is your platform.
Yeah.
100%. And I think that's what's so cool about yours is you take command of it. I don't ever wonder... Well, I mean, is he struggling with, like, how he feels about it on the internet or, like, how he isn't? Like, it just exudes. And there might be times where it's doubtful or, like, hard, but, like, every time I watch a video of yours, you just take command of your space. And I think there's so many people who could learn that of, like, how to, you know, how to just be able to stand strong in who they are. Like, in what, like, you know, like, let your home be your home and get rid of the trolls. Or in your case, talk to him. I can't talk to him because I feel like it's such a hard conversation to have when it's just them and forehead. And it's like, you're not even listening to me. Like, you didn't, I literally said, if you're not grateful and I was talking about gratefulness, and you're telling me I don't deserve anything because what? My job's different than your job. And so it's hard to have those conversations. I don't have a ton of patience for that. Like, I enjoy conversations with people who I know will have them and will think about them, because I'm not against confrontation, but it's the the way that confrontation is where I'm just like, I don't think it's worth both of our time. I don't think anything is going to happen. So,
yeah,
I don't know. Like, have there been more than one, like more than a few occasions to where like people have been like, oh, okay, I hear you.
It is more times than not where you have to, it takes time to get the, to understand who you can address.
Yeah.
Like, the people that take the time to type out a long thing, that's thought put into it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you have the people, are we allowed to curse?
Yeah.
Or you have the people like, fuck you, you're dumb. You know, like, this video's stupid.
Yeah.
Like, those people.
So
like,
much thought into
thought.
Those comments.
There's nothing. There's zero. Like, it's like, cool. All right, cool. Thanks for the comment. Boom, move on. But
those are the comments that just
hit
home.
The long,
out.
Like, actually thought out comments. Mm-hmm. Those ones are like, they're like, that person took their time to write that. So I think there might be something that at least a conversation can happen and find a common ground.
Yeah.
Are you going to agree every time? No. But at least, like, even at that standpoint, you get to show that person. It's like, it's just a video, you know. I get the opportunity to say, I didn't mean anything by it. If you look at any of my other content, like, it's pretty clear.
Yep.
You know, a lot of the stuff that I do is, you know, comedy based.
And that's the thing. So, I think it's so hard because I'm the type of person, if something bothers me, I just scroll past it.
Yeah.
Because I think that was the thing that was scary about me. Cancel culture scares the shit out of me. Not because I'm scared it'll happen to me, just because of how powerful it is to literally start a momentum and just get someone deplatformed. Like, there's hot takes, I think, but then people like overreact and do that. Sometimes, I don't know, cancel culture, I feel like, started out as a good thing, and then it was like just put in the wrong hands, and it's like, okay, no. No. Like,
yeah.
So it, like, with all that, and especially on TikTok, like, you have a viral video. I think it was hard for me to get a lot of toxicity because my viral video was me just helping someone. But even still then, like, people were like, oh, this is staged. Oh, it must be nice to have a script. I was like, bro, you can watch back the VOD. Like,
yeah.
If you really think like I'm some scam artist, like, you can go back and watch it. And they're like, no, I don't want to. And I was like, okay, then you can have your opinion, which I understand. Like, I think that's the thing that I respect about you is you have that conversation, and you know, it's so hard because most people, they, especially online, I personally, don't think people would say half the shit that they say, especially to someone like you, if there wasn't a plastic screen in front of them. What are you, 6'2", 6'3"?
6'1".
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, no way. No fucking way.
And like, it's just so weird that the things that people focus on.
Oh yeah.
Like the video where gamers become parents.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the video that that one, it's my latest, I guess you would call, viral video. Yeah.
That was where you're sitting with your daughter, right?
Yeah.
Yep. That was such a good video, man. Hit me.
And
yeah.
And you wouldn't believe the people that are like, oh, none of you guys got first place. Like, they focus on you guys were missing the message. Yeah, stop. Man. Like, there's always someone that's going to be negative because they're miserable.
Yep.
And they it's either envy or jealousy or just a reflection of their own inadequacies. It's just, it's gonna happen, but
yeah,
you just kind of like, you just kind of shrug and move on and focus on the people that are, you know, being positive and not being a dingus.
Yeah, I think. It's just tough. I was talking to Steffi about this, just being on the being on the internet can be insanely critical. Of like, and just like, I don't think it's for everyone. In my personal opinion, I don't think it's for everyone.
It's not.
I think you do have to have a bit of a backbone. I think you have to be insanely secure and have those people around that's like, hey, I just need someone right now. I need someone to love on me and just like tell me, hey, you're not a shit person for posting a joke about an iPhone box, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, dude, some people, like, if it can be a barrage, man, it's like people can go ruthless. I mean, there was somebody that was like, you don't deserve kids. You're effing retarded. I was like, what?
Jeez.
Over a clip on a video game?
Jeez. people, man.
Oh, bro, it is what it is, man.
The internet's such a wild place.
Oh, yeah. And that's where I think it's cool because you have people like you, Deadly Dill, Bad Bear, who are just motivators. And I think it's so hard because I get very critical. I get very cynical and it's hard. It's hard to stay positive and to kind of trust that most of the people who come in my chat are going to be good and, you know, like good people or just like good intentions. Because there's always that one thing. I don't know if you have this, but like, are you like a trusting person or like you said you were pretty cynical. Does it come back and forth sometimes, like while you're streaming? Like someone will say something a little bit off and you're like,
When I'm streaming, I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. My mods, a couple of them are I know them in real life.
That's amazing.
They're part of the journey too. And they're really good at kind of reading the room too. Like they'll just kind of, if they see a comment or, you know, just like, okay, or it's like, all right, you know, pump the brakes, like read the room, homie, before you start saying stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then if you know, you get a warning and if you decide to kind of move forward, then, you know, we'll do whatever we need to do because especially with our community, the Vibe Tribe, as you will, we're just nothing but positive. Like we just want to hang out and just have a good time. You know, Twitch is an escape for a lot of people from their day, from their work, from life, because, you know, that can get tedious. It can get dark. And so when you have people that are, you know, kind of coming in and bringing some of that darkness in, it's just like, it rubs people wrong. So we try to be on it pretty quick.
Yeah.
And even chat will be like, come on, man. Like they get on it pretty good too. Like, cause the more we grow, like we attract those kinds of people too. So, it's good to see, but there's always going to be a troll. There's always going to be someone that's going to try to bring the vibe down, but we're pretty quick on it to either smolder it or just be like, not here.
Yeah.
So
I'm always curious about this because everyone's, and this is what I think I love about the people I'm having on my podcast is everyone's such a different taste and different style and different like genre of their own, but they're flourishing in what they're doing. For what I'm seeing, like I look at all these creators that I have on the podcast, you included, and especially you, like I just see you and you're just doing phenomenal in my eyes.
But
I do know that like when the camera's off and when we're alone with our thoughts, like there are some tough things. So like, well, I guess for you during all this, like growing your TikTok, growing your social medias, and then growing your Twitch and whatever, like what has been the hardest? Like what has been the hardest thing that you've come up against and what's been the best motivator for it?
I don't talk about it often. I think probably a lot of us, it's probably not as uncommon as I'm thinking, because, you know, sometimes I'm like, what's wrong with me? I deal with imposter syndrome a lot. Like I'm waiting for that, you know, like the more we do or we have a great stream, like where's the aha moment? Where's the gotcha?
Yep.
Like all these things that are happening, the growth, the streams that are happening, when's it going to be, you know, where's Ashton Kutcher? Going punked, gotcha. Like, yeah. That's the biggest thing that I deal with to overcome it. I listen to the community.
Yeah.
And they kind of remind me that it's, you know, it's not.
Yeah.
So.
Imposter syndrome. I struggle with that in the beginning because, like, the video that I went viral for was basically being a counselor. So when I told people I'm done doing that, it felt like it was really hard because I think there was a part of me that was like, okay, cool, you got what you wanted, and now you're just going to fucking drop them. I was like, that's not the truth. I can't handle it. Like, me personally, like, bro, I have a family. I have a wife. I have two kids. I have a mortgage. I have a job. All this stuff.
Emotionally, it's emotionally exhausting.
Yeah, I can't. I can't do it anymore. Like, I have to worry about my wife, which is a shortcoming just because I'm working so much. Yeah. And just like, I have to put her first before I do anything for anyone else. And I mean that in the nicest way. Like, I'm there for my community. We hang out and do stuff. But, bro, that hit so hard. Especially when I did a 24-hour stream. Mm-hmm. And this was when the comments were, I was learning to let some of this stuff go because someone came into the stream and I missed his message a few times and I had been doing a 24-hour stream. I actually told, I was building a computer PC part, but before then I was like, hey, not going to be reading chat right now. I'm just going to be building this and with a buddy, maybe there's going to be some tips that you can learn from it. But I know I'm just like building this. Yeah. And the guy messaged twice, didn't see it. He goes, imagine being known for loving on someone. And then when I finally come to reach out to you, you're nothing like you portray.
Dang.
And I was like, and I snapped. I was like, bro, I'm fucking tired. I told you I wasn't reading. Like, I snapped. Like, very, like, and I don't think I've done that ever since then. Because I haven't, I just haven't pushed myself to that 24-hour, which is why I'm kind of scared to do one again. But I remember just being like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I don't want you here. I don't want you in this community. Like, go away. And just at then, I was like, yeah, I don't want that persona. Not that it was a fake persona, because that's a part of me, but I don't want to be known for that. I don't want that to be my shtick. I don't want to be the guy who just loves on everyone else and has no time for himself. I was like, I have to take time for myself. Like, I'll support who I support. I'll be your biggest fan, like, online, but man, I can't.
I don't think that's a sustainable like persona to have anyway.
Yeah.
At some point, anyone. I don't care how much of an empath you are.
Yeah.
Like, that gets emotionally draining.
Yeah.
And then that'll seep into your outside of streaming content creation life. And so, like, it can be bad. So that's like, it's okay to do it every now and again. Mm-hmm. I think it can be possible to have a good balance. But for that to be your sole thing, no. Yeah. I think that's a good call.
Yeah, I think it was, it just took that. And then, of course, like, a lot of people watching that and left. I was like, okay, that's fine. Like, because I think that's the cool thing about a community is you have your core members after a blow up. I'm sure viral videos help bring new people in, but like, those new people can come and go. And like, I think there's days where I average like there'll be like 230 people who check out my channel a day. And then out of those 230, I think like four people follow. Out of those four people that follow, maybe one of them will stick around. Out of those, half of him will become a core member. You know what I mean? Like, it becomes so smaller and smaller, and those core members are literally the lifespan of your channel, or at least of mine. Like, they've got your back. They know you. Mm-hmm. They know who you are. So if you have a bad day and people are like, is he always like this? No, he's fucking human. Yeah. He is human. He is a human being. I think that was the cool thing I saw about your channel, because I mean you could, just looking at you, like, if we're gonna play that game, like, and just looking at you, I would expect kind of super hyper masculine quality content to be like, yeah, if you fucking cry like over this stuff, but like, just like getting to know you and just even seeing what you post, like, you're incredibly tender. You love your community. You love your family. Like. And it's just, you put a lot of hard work into what you do. And I think it's really cool to like see that there's also like a beating heart behind that, to where it's like, I've been on your TikTok lives and you're just like talking with people and be like, hey, I'm So you're going through that. You're a great person, and I'm glad you're a part of the community.
Yeah.
Like, it's so cool to, like, watch you and, like, a bunch of other creators who I'm just like, yeah, no, they're incredibly kind with, even with your joking and your humor and all that. But, man, it's hella awesome, man. I'm just hoping to let you know.
With me, John.
Huh?
Quit flirting with me.
I'm just proud of you, man. I'm super excited.
I know. I appreciate that. I think the community, and you can, without naming names, like, you can always look at the Twitch Talk community and just be like, this is a solid group of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, like, and that's... And you always, like I said, you want to give people the benefit of the doubt. And it's becoming, the longer you do this, it becomes more apparent to who's in it for the right reasons and who's not.
Yeah.
And then, like, have you come across one of those situations to where, like, you have this newer person that's a part of the community and, you know, you think they're cool at first, and then you start to look at their content and it just kind of, like, it opens your eyes as to who they are, and it's like, it just kind of ruins it for you.
Yeah. Yep. That's a lot of people, actually. A lot of people. And that's, I was going to ask you, and, I'm going to try to keep this as vague as possible.
Yeah.
You being part of the Twitch Talk community, I think I'm teetering on it. I don't know if I'm truly on it, because, like, I do basically a lot of stuff, and I try not to. There's so many advice videos that are just great that I feel like it's, like, already been said and all the stuff. So, but what I was curious, there was a kid that put on, I think you know what I'm going to say, but, like,
I'm already there.
Yeah. but he put out something pretty controversial and was, like, saying, you're blue balling everyone. You're not giving anyone what they really need.
Yeah.
A part of me, when I heard that, I was like, you're right. And then a part of me was like, yeah, but not everyone knows what we know.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm curious, like, where, like, what, like, how you felt about it. I think I know how you felt about the entirety of it, but, like, when you heard him say that.
The biggest, so I agreed with him, and I stitched his video.
Mm-hmm.
And I said my only issue with what he was saying was his use of air quotes and blue balls. It's my only issue that I had with his videos. My other issue that I had with his video is that him being as new as he was to, which it was probably, being a little cynical here, it was probably to make moves. Because, I mean, controversial or polarizing opinions pulls views.
Mm-hmm.
But him having this masterclass thing, I said, no one's a master. Like, you're going to make this masterclass thing, and then a year down the road, you could look back at that and go, wow, I was way wrong.
Yeah.
And I said that, and he responded, I don't think they're in the right mindset yet.
Yeah.
I think with them being as young as they are, and new as they are, I think that they're on the right track. The videos that they shot were well done. I think they would have been a great fit in the community, but they basically, like, came in, dumped gasoline on the bridge and lit it on fire. Yeah. So it's just like the people that that creator will attract is completely different from the people that, like, you or I or Clean Foul or Deadly Dill will attract.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a completely different type of community. And that could be a good or that could be a bad thing.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that's that I've noticed that with, like, the younger community, and I feel incredibly old saying this, but, like, there's just, like, this chip on the shoulder.
It's there,
like,
is. Yeah,
these fucking idiots. I was like, bro, you're a fucking idiot. You're and literally 17. And I'm 27 with two kids. Like, bro, I don't even know everything.
It's okay to be confident,
mm-hmm.
but don't be naive with your own opinions.
Yeah, there's a line from confidence to being just a jackass. And that's where I have a hard time fitting in like some of the stuff, like where it's like being overly confident and being like, not like it's weird because I had someone come in my chat and they were like talking to my subs like in a certain tone. I was like, bro, chill the fuck out. Like, stop talking to people like this. Like, you, the way you're talking to him is like he's an idiot.
It's wrong tone.
Yeah, I was like,
you do it again.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
He'll stab you in the face with a Saturday. Yeah.
I just felt like I had to be mom and dad. I was like, bro, stop talking like this. Like, learn some respect or something.
Well,
and
some,
like, it was just like, I was taught, if I talk to anyone like that, like, my dad pulled me aside and I was like, son, I love you. And I'll always protect you. But if you say something that gets you in trouble, I'll make sure they don't kill you. But, like, you do know that there is consequences in the shit that you say.
Yeah.
And this was when I was a kid, and I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, Dad.
Yeah. But he kind of just, like, nailed the thing in the coffin. Was like, dude, people don't love you the way that I love you. Like, not everyone's going to just hear you and be like, oh, he's just being sarcastic. Oh, he's just joking.
Yeah.
Like, no, there's some people who just want to knock someone out.
They don't understand. Like, and there are people, like, I'm not going to say who they are. When you made your video about the tips,
mm-hmm.
you're making very, you're like, the streamer tips, have a camera, like, when you were making fun of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I actually like I've become pretty cool with I think his content's really good. And he was like, he goes, was that directed at me? I go,
no.
Like, he's talking about the people that like they're the most obvious of obvious.
Oh, bro,
stream tips.
Yeah. But that was in my FYP. Like, that was, that's all I've been seeing. Yes, so I'm just like, oh, so many.
Like, and like, there's so many bad ones, dude. But there are a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
And like, I think what happened was, is that when everyone jumped aboard the Twitch talk, there was nothing. And then it all kind of happened at once. Everyone decided to do streamer tips. I did a little bit in the beginning, and I'm like, there's people that know way more than me, and I'm going to let them have it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've done a few where it's just like things I wish I would have known when I started. And those are a little bit more philosophical, like, you know, be patient, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not really a streamer tip. It's more of just like more of a mindset, like prepare for these things if you're just now starting.
Well, I think that's the most important thing. Like, that, that is the most important thing, because I've worked my ass off this last year, bro. Like, I've started a business. I built a full-time photography career that made, you know, six digits in 1 year. And I'm incredibly proud of it with only me.
Awesome.
But doing this is a very different thing that requires so much. And so, like, I love those videos that are like, hey, take some time, rest, refuel your creative juices, go out on a walk, do something that, just like get your mental in the right place. Because if you don't have motivation, if you don't have that purpose, that drive, you're going to be like the other people would be like, I've been streaming for 10 years and I've never turned on my camera, and then nobody followed me. It's like, because you've given up. You mentally
and then
given
we,
up.
And then we stumble into pity talk.
Yeah. this is where I get so confused on how to approach this, because, like, I think Big Rob, I watched this video, and it was, like, some kid that was like, man, nobody wants to watch me, like, you know, nobody follows me. And Big Rob was like, man, I feel for you, but this is, you don't want pity. You don't want people feeling sorry for you, because you at the same, it's like, you don't want to get that type of dog out of the pound, because he's, like, broken legs, and he's got lice everywhere. Mm. It's, like, pissing all over himself. It's like, God, you are pathetic, but if I don't take you, no one else will. Like, you don't want to be that. Like, is that what you want to be? And everyone's head is like, well, if I don't save John, man, who else will? I mean, I'll take on this burden. You become a burden. You become a problem. You become someone I need to check up on you, because I'm worried that you'll just piss yourself and do really dumb shit.
And that kind of attention's temporary.
Yeah.
100%. Oh, because what's going to happen? Like, you're going to have all of these people that are in there because they feel bad for you. 100%. They're there because they feel bad.
Yeah.
And then when you start to be okay and you're no longer, you know, whining and complaining about views and all that stuff.
Yep.
And you see all these people that were there because you were sad and they see you no longer sad, they're going to bounce. They've done their job. They've rehabbed.
Yeah.
I think with...
They've rehabbed. It took me a second. I was like, what did they rehab out of?
they gave you your views and you're no longer sad because you don't have viewers anymore. And then they're going to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Maybe not. I don't know. That's me being a little cynical on it. But it's just like, to me, like... attention because someone feels bad for you doesn't last long.
Yep. And that's why it's like the whole pity. Like if you, with especially earning money on Twitch, the reason why I say earning is because I don't want it to be something that people like. It's
You're
not
entitled to it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I hate the whole phrase "you deserve it." I hate it because I've rarely used it, and I'll say this why. I'll say this when I see someone who gets gifted 50, 20 subs, and then I watch their content, and to me, it's not good. I'm like, you just got a very generous person.
Yeah.
Like, this is probably a hot take, but I don't, you know, I think it takes a lot for us to finally deserve what we're getting paid for.
I think Bad Bear brings that up though. Yeah. Like, I mean, he made a really good point. Like, are you, what you're doing, does it quantify $4.99?
Yeah.
Are you putting out the value that deserves that subscription or those bits or whatever?
Yeah.
You know, I make it very known that I don't do this for money.
Mm-hmm.
I do this because I see how toxic the gaming community can be.
Yeah.
And I want to have a place where people can come and hang out and be themselves and not have to worry about, you know, I'm this way.
Yep.
Or I have these beliefs. And if I say anything that may indicate those and get attacked for it, I don't want that.
Yep.
So I try to have I want to build an inclusive place to kind of do my best to make an impact because I got a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
That loves video games.
Yeah.
And I want to do my best. And not only a 9-year-old, she's also a young lady, you know? Mm-hmm. And I want to do my best to leave the gaming scene better than when I found it.
Yeah.
I think we always want to do that, right?
Yep.
And that's kind of my main goal. So I do it to build a community to kind of make the change from the inside. And it's like, you don't have to be toxic. You don't have to think or speak this way because of XYZ.
Yep.
So that's why I do it. I don't do it for money. I want to hang out. I want to build a community and I want to make friends.
Yeah.
It's a big thing.
Yeah.
If you think that deserves the subscription or the bits, awesome. It goes back into the channel.
Yep.
I have a day job.
Yep.
Like this is not my 100% income. At some point, maybe could it morph into that? Sure. That's not my prime objective.
Yeah. I think when you have kids involved, it becomes way more personal. I mean, for me, it does, because I definitely don't want to have my daughter. Because my daughter, dude, if the internet's still here and however long we have, I really do not want her to see some fucking dumbass or some rude person who's just not giving anyone a chance.
Yeah,
and focusing on the wrong things of what I'm supposed to be doing.
I don't know how old you have how many kids?
Two. Yeah, one's three and one's one.
Okay. So you're like, I haven't had the conversation yet with her about how females are portrayed in the gaming scene.
Yeah.
And that's something that I will eventually have to talk with her about. And she wants to be like, before I even started streaming, she's wanted to be a content creator.
Mm-hmm.
Like she pretend like she, before like she would pretend that she's making YouTube videos and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they like she's
awesome.
She's very outgoing and wants to do that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a few years to go, but that's why I'm like, come on, people, let's not be dinguses about all this. So,
yep.
And I think with the rise of TikTok and Twitch and all the people that are coming out and kind of taking a step in, I think that there will be change.
Yeah.
Will there always be toxic people? 100%. But at least you'll have people saying, like, dude,
don't be like this.
That's a shit take.
Yeah. And that's where it's frustrating for me because I think I can speak on this openly and say that when I joined Twitch, I legit thought a lot of the girls who got attention were because they were attractive and because they were girls, and there's a lot of lonely men out there. I believe that 100%,
yeah.
Like probably about a year ago. And I was like, yeah, of course that's why you get views. You got boobs, bro. You win. And then the more I was doing it, and especially seeing the growth of my channel and everything like that, and I was like, comparing it to like even just going randomly on Twitch and being like, okay, just chatting or whatever and seeing who's got comments and who's doesn't, and then just like watching their channel, I was like, no, they're working their ass off, and some girls don't even have their entire body or the rest of their body shown. Steffi Evans being a perfect example of one of them, and Justish and other people, like, they don't have stuff like that. And I think that's the thing that's going to be such a hard thing, especially for us as dads who have daughters.
Yeah.
Is, you know, I want to make sure that I instill hope that there are still good people, which I've met all over the internet. I think that's one of the cool things that seeing this is like there are so many people who are like just like even the conversations I've had with the young guys who I'm like trying to like help, being like, hey, if, you know, if a girl's succeeding, look at what she's doing. Well, she's got tits. Okay. Look at what she's doing, though.
Yeah.
If she is being that type of girl or that type of person that's, like, flaunting her body and whatever, that's fine. You literally just can leave at that point. Just leave. But then understand a person is its own or their own individual issues, accomplishments, whatever. We got to stop categorizing.
Yeah.
You know? All gamers are just grown up, out of shape men. I'm out of shape, but at the same time, like, I'm doing this at a point to where it's like, no, this is my job. And you're, like, you doing this, Clean Foul, Big Rob, like, all those, you guys are breaking the stereotypes and kind of opening this conversation. It's like, yeah, you don't have to, this isn't, like, you can cuckold all you want, but, like, this is what I've earned my time for, doing my job. And if I want to game with the boys, then I'm going to game. Doesn't mean I'm lazy. Doesn't mean I'm not hardworking. Doesn't mean that I don't have all this other stuff. It's like we've got to like just kind of start breaking down that ideology, because it's not that simple. It's easy to think that way. It's easy to like look at you and be like, oh yeah, of course you're gaming. You're lazy as shit. It's like, no, I'm not, because I'm putting content out daily. I'm doing all this stuff. I'm growing a community. I'm making sure people are seen and heard. It's like, you do that for a day and see how exhausted you are.
Yeah.
Like,
it is.
It's so funny to me, man. Like, it's, and there's reasons why people make those pity posts, because it's easier. Mm-hmm. It's easier to just be like, oh, nobody cares about me, because you will get those pity views, because people genuinely believe that it's really hard and you're trying your best when you're not.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to talk about this because there's a difference between pity views and there's a difference of being like, man, it's just fucking hard today. It's just really hard.
There's like, it's more of like the real world. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the window in, like the point where you lead up to turning on that camera and hitting the live button, or by the time that it goes off, there is something happens.
Yep.
And I think those posts that you're talking about is a huge window into showing that we're just real people.
Yeah.
Like, we're not superheroes. We're not like always on. We are people that like we have feelings, we have families, we have all this stuff, and we all go through shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And that I think it's good to show that. But it, like, for me, like, I'm emotional. Like, I cry a lot. Like, I cry with every emotion, if it's on extreme, whether I'm happy, sad, or angry. I get very nervous about when people are like, yo, let's break him, let's make him cry, like, give him subs, give him that. I'm like, bro, I don't want my content to be that. I appreciate you guys, and I appreciate my community, but, like, there is a part of me that is like, bro, this is getting really, really close to charlatan behavior. Being like, you cry for money. It's like, you, like, that's been the hardest thing that I've struggled with, is, like, you're using your emotional vulnerability for money. And that's where if we're talking about imposter syndrome and just, like, showing the real life, it's like, yeah, there's times where it's like, let's not break John today. Let's not. And that's why I've been trying to, like, turn and be like, get real excited. But, like, there's a part of me that it just happens. I grew up with an incredibly emotional mother and, you know, very emotionally intelligent family, to where it's like, we understood what we feel. We got it. We were pretty secure in how we did that. So, but that's not usually known on the internet. So if you see a grown man crying and they're like, what's wrong? It's like, nothing's wrong. I'm just grateful.
Yeah.
Just excited, ecstatic.
That's a big thing too.
Yeah.
Just kind of like breaking down like the stereotypes, like the be a man.
Oh yeah.
I'm over it.
Yeah, I've never struggled with that. I just need the man body type. I just need muscles.
I'm the same way. I was raised by my mom.
Yep.
My dad, and it's nothing against him. He did his best to, well, he still does. I mean, the man works. He's going into his 60s, and he still works every day.
Yeah.
Gets up at the butt crack of dawn to go be an iron worker.
Yeah. Jeez.
And the man worked so hard. He would work nights. He would work late nights. He went to frickin' Mexico to work because he wanted to make sure his family was provided for. And so I didn't see my dad very often.
Yeah.
But I understood.
Yeah.
I get it, man.
Yeah.
Being emotional. I was raised by my mom, so I was taught about emotions, and it was okay to feel the way that I feel.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. So.
Yeah, it's just, I think that's one of the things I'm worried about, is that my content will be like, you're just a crier. It's like, no, I'm more than that. And that's like why I tried not being a counselor. Just like had that one video blew up of me just being nice to a guy in my community coming through, and people were like, oh, you're the counselor guy. I was like, no, I'm fucking not. I'm not a paid professional. I saw a guy who was dealing with some marriage stuff. I've gone through marriage stuff. That was the only thing I somewhat knew about. And even then, I'm never going to offer paid advice ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Like, but man, it's, I think just going through this, you kind of have to go through like a self-analysis. I mean, there's people like, I don't know, I think it's easier for some and harder for others to kind of put on a fake persona. I mean, I respect Dr. Disrespect so much as a streamer, but I can't imagine doing that. And then times off are when I'm done streaming or, you know, when I'm not in public.
Yeah, that's rough, because, I mean, luckily he has the type of persona to where, like, yes, there are pictures of who he looks like without the glasses, the wig, and all that stuff. But there are people that know what he looks like. So, I mean, for as big as he is, he's going to run into people that just know who he is.
Yeah.
But that may be few and far between because of that persona. So at least he's got that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's exhausting. I mean, shoot, I got a channel point to where, like, I have to talk like a wrestler, or, you know, I have to be toxic Kyle for a match.
I've experienced that. It hurts my feelings.
But like, that's like for one match, that's exhausting. I can't imagine like a 3 to however long stream for people that have this persona. Like, that's exhausting.
Yeah. That's when people are like, what's tiring about streaming? It's like, bro, I got to be entertaining the entire time.
Every time.
Can you imagine like yelling, getting rage, like all this stuff. Like, you have to do that for 4 hours, 5 hours if you're really dumb. But like, and I say dumb because, like, obviously work ethic. I'm sure somebody would clip that and be like, you're calling Dr. Disrespect dumb? No. I'm then, nope, not ever going to do that.
He's dumb in different ways.
He's dumb with, yeah, dude. Yeah, no, it's, I think, also, I'm like, I haven't asked anyone this, but I thought it'd be interesting to ask you. Would you ever start drama with someone? Like, would you ever? Yeah, like if, not like for clout, but literally just being like, I don't like this person. Like, I'm gonna out you. Like, I'll find you out and I'll point you out and I'll make sure nobody, like, does. Like, is there ever, like, a point? Sorry, I'm, like, asking these questions because, like, you're such a, like, I know such kind, gentle Kyle who's, like, a really great guy. So I'm curious, like, if there would be that part of you that's, like, I'm gonna break you. Like, I will break your channel. I'll do everything that I can to, like, hold you down. Like, just if the right person.
If you want, I can answer this question first
so you don't feel like you're out.
I'm good. I have an answer.
Okay.
It really depends. It depends on what they did and how it affected me and if it pissed me the fuck off.
Yeah.
If it made me mad enough to where, like I'll sit there and I'll process. Mm-hmm. And if there was no other options, like, screw it, I'm turning that camera on.
Yeah.
Like, F that noise.
Yep.
Like,
I saw a little bit of it when you were like, when you were talking about girls gaming.
Yeah, like,
saw it's a little it's, bit.
I'm yeah, that's like when it comes to being sexist, yeah. Racist,
yeah,
bigoted, just straight up ignorant towards how other people are that don't have control on how they feel on the inside or how they're born or all that stuff. Like, that stuff, when you target those people that don't choose to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that makes me mad.
Yeah.
And that, I think that would be probably one of those things that would break me.
Yeah.
So, like, homophobic comments, racist slurs, stuff like that. I just, I'm a no-go. Like, people, like, the term gay.
Yeah.
When people say that's gay.
Yeah.
That makes me mad.
Yeah, I've kind of learned to not. I think I used to do that as a kid and do that. Like, even
I think we all did.
Yeah.
And a lot of us grew up.
Yeah.
Right?
But it just doesn't sound like an insult anymore. I'm just like, okay. Like, somebody said that in chat. Like, they're young and they were like, that's gay. I was like,
no, we don't do that.
For me, like, the chat kind of did their thing. They're like, you sound ignorant. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Like, so it's just like, So that's just like one of those things, like in just how, like, in playing video games for as long as I've had, hearing the F word thrown around, like the other F word,
I as I now know what the F word is, knowing
that's the F word to me.
Yep.
And that's like, and there's people that will just type that word out in a public forum,
yep,
on a comment, and I'm just like, nope. Deleted.
Yeah.
You're not even gonna, I'm not even gonna give you the opportunity to have people come in, like it.
Yeah.
Comment on it, give you the attention that you're looking for.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. This is my space. I determine, like, yes, I delete comments. I will delete comments.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad thing.
No. There's people
It's your channel, bro.
It's my channel.
Oh my god, dude.
I control what, like, this is my space.
Yeah.
If you want to go somewhere where that type of stuff is okay, then go there.
Yep.
Like if you can't read the room that we're about having a good time laughing and all that stuff, if you can't get it, then, you know, I'm good.
GTFO, but my guy.
Yeah.
Well, to get on a lighter note, because by the way, I appreciate you hitting all these heavy topics, because I feel... You know when, like, you get that connection, it's like,
yeah,
you're deeper. You're, like, not that anyone else isn't, but, like, I just feel that from you. Like, you have the emotional intelligence to where you're, like, able to look at things, evaluate them, and just see that.
I don't know when that happened. Jeez. Yeah.
Huh?
I don't know when that happened, when I became emotionally mature.
Oh, no. I think I'm still learning that. Marriage grows you up really quickly.
Yeah, it does. And just exposing myself to people, really.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you really grow.
Yeah.
And understand yourself as a person is by being around other people.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Well, I wanted to wanted to get into your thoughts because I haven't really talked to anyone about a game, but I wanted to talk about your switch to Apex and your thoughts on Warzone. Because I know how I feel about it, and I'll tell you after you like you tell me your experience, but like I'm curious why Apex, why Evolve, why the Switch? If we're just playing a game and everything, like why the Switch? Why quit?
Why the Switch?
Yeah.
So I think my main thing is like COD content's so saturated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be known as a COD content creator.
Mm.
I want to be known as a gaming content creator. Okay. And with the state of Warzone the way it is now,
yeah,
it's so bad. And like you have diehard people that will just, they're so dug in and they just refuse. It's just like, no, this is fine. And you're, you know, it's the dog that's sitting in the house while it's on fire around you.
Yep.
I just got real burnt out on COD. Like even with customs, like customs was like my loophole to have fun and enjoy COD.
It's me tricking myself.
Yeah, like that's it's true. And like and on top of that, like it also allowed me to play with the community. Mm. Like that's like the big thing. Like I, you know, with the community growing, I want to give, you know, people the opportunity to play. Like I just want everyone to play together. You know, I want to get to play with a bunch of different people, you know, hang out and you know, vibe with members of the community and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it just like, I just think a lot of people are burnt out on COD and I feel it. And like, I get it. Activision made their announcement that like Warzone's going to be in the forefront, for a long time. If that's the case, fucking fix it. Like, yep. Take it serious.
Yep.
Like you rushed out Cold War when you didn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Warzone was in a decent spot where that could have carried you an extra few months.
Yep.
Yeah. It just seems like every update, it's just some game breaking thing that'll come back from the dead, whether it's the stim glitch, hiding in the loadout boxes, turning invisible, like a pistol with an 80 round drum mag that you can dual wield. Like, come on.
Yep. No, I think,
And Apex is in a good spot. Like, yeah, sure. It's got hackers. It's got cheaters, it's got exploiters, but it's like I can look at Respawn and they're handling it in a good way.
Yep.
Like they actually ban people, they actually care, they listen to the community.
Yep.
So I just think that Call of Duty's efforts recently with like them handling their awful hacker issue is just I'm hoping it's not too little too late, because it is fun to play Warzone with people, but it's just not fun anymore.
Yeah. And I think that's where it's like, I legit have no idea what they're doing, what they think they're doing. I think there's a part of me that's like, they enjoy the attention. Like bad press is good press. Like any press is good press.
Any press is good press. Yeah.
And, there's a part of me that's like, you're geniuses, but you're also assholes. Like you like, I genuinely feel a deep betrayal by that game, because I was never into the competitive scene at all. Like I never really cared about like hitting my shots or anything like that. It was just to have fun. Yeah. But Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, like when I started getting into streaming and my community was like full of sweats, I was like, okay, cool, like teach me. Yeah. With learning movement, shooting, stuff like that, and then them to treat the game the way that they treat it, I was like, all this time that I wasted, like, getting to know your game and getting to know, like, all this stuff, like, you genuinely don't care.
No.
Like, you say you care about, like, the gamers in your community. Even saying you're putting Warzone at the forefront, then fix it. Like, exactly to what you say. Then put it at the forefront. Look at it. Examine it. Quit doing shit that nobody likes.
Mm-hmm.
Because, dude, the amount of people who are upset with Warzone are way outnumbering the amount of people who are like, I like the game. It's a good game.
Yeah. Like, you have people that are just, like, playing it because it's something to play.
Yeah.
But what was your breaking point? What was your aha moment that was like, I can't anymore?
So, I played Apex, which I stayed away from because I didn't like the movement at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's becoming, like, one of my favorite games. So, with Apex, how you get your loadouts is you loot build up to the loadout, and then go.
Yeah.
Every time I've died, I have not thought, man, that gun's overpowered. Or, man, that might be a hacker. The guy's hitting all of his shots. Man, that guy's just saturated. That has never crossed my mind.
Yeah.
Immediately, I think two games after after that, and then going into COD, my anger went through the roof in the first few games. Shots not hitting that were hitting. There was guns that are pay to win. And so there's people who don't know this still, like I talked about in my community, the Gallant Tree, which was a, bro,
the Mac 10 skin or whatever.
Yeah, there's a guy named Templar who does my merch, and he was like, well, it's just how game companies work. I was like, not this way. There's ways to like OP them, but there's things that you're hiding statistics, you're hiding stats.
Yeah.
And there was this thing that they did. For those of you who don't know, they had a loadout that you could buy, and it was the Gallant Tree, and it was a Mac-10 loadout. But if you decide to work for it, and by work for it, I mean like just spend your time shooting, leveling up the gun, doing whatever, and you built that exact same loadout, the Gallant Tree did more damage. And hearing that, and then like being like, but all my hard work, like I'm learning movement, I'm learning all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like I want to, if you combine good skills in the game plus like entertainment, you win. And that's what I was like, hopefully wanting to do is like, I think I do a good job at like sucking and then making a joke out of it. Yeah. But I wanted to be like, hey, I want to be able to like no scope people and just get real quippy and just like real toxic and like whatever, just like have fun with it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't reward you.
No.
For that. There's games that are in the Cold War guns in Warzone, the stats are off, and that's ridiculous to me. They're throwing things in the pot that aren't even supposed to be in the meal. It's like, bro, you're not trying. You're literally just a cash grab company at this point, and you're failing.
Yeah, that was something that I called I go, you're going to incorporate guns that already exist, and then you're going to throw in guns from a completely different game. You're going to have a balance issue.
Yep.
And they've done a very bad job of balancing it.
Horrible.
And like I think the DMR thing was one of my breaking points.
Mm-hmm.
Once they fixed it, I was like, all right, cool, whatever. And then like the stim glitch came back, and then you could go invisible again with a certain skin.
Yeah.
And then all this stuff, and I'm just like. And then, like, I even like, so we did
just the dead silence.
Yeah. And then we did a customs this past Tuesday, and I run with a couple other creators, and we combine our communities and we play, and I think it's resounding like people are burnt out and like the participation, like I think I was bringing it up and they're like, but dude, you don't care about the views. I'm like, no, you're not understanding. The people playing, like the number of people that we have playing the game is low.
Yep.
Like normally we hit these numbers for people playing.
Yep.
It's you know, it's not about the views themselves. It's about like we're not getting the turnout that we're getting.
Yeah.
So because the more people we have, the more fun it is.
Yeah. Especially when we combine creators, it's not just a you thing. If like no one's showing up on all sides, like bro, you can't deny this.
Yeah. So I think we're gonna give it a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
Dude, and all that stuff though.
I think that was the cool thing about Apex was because I played two games before in like season four or something like that. And I was like, yeah, that's not for me. And coming back to it, it's such a new game. Like, I got my first heirloom. Like, I'm an Octane. I think I'm an Octane main. Octane Revenant main. And, like, just getting my first heirloom, people are like, bro, I've played this game for, like, a year and I don't have an heirloom. I was like, well, I want this to be a main game. Because I believe, from what I've heard about them, from Titanfall 2, Titanfall 1, like, the same people, the way they do their lore, which I didn't even know had lore.
Yeah.
It's just way more love is put into this game. And like from what I've heard from the community of the Apex players, they're like, they listen to us.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's good. Good. Good, good. Like there's a balance between like becoming a slave to your community and like hating it, but or Like, literally making a bad decision, being like, take this out. Nobody wants it. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
And then they take it out. Like, whether you're meeting a quota or not, like, dude, Apex kills it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. That I think that was another thing that I had doubt at first. I thought people were, like, just saying. But the fact that Activision, in a year, made $1.8 billion.
With a B.
Yeah, with a B, bro.
Yeah.
There's no anti-cheat. And if there is one, which... some people believe that there is one. It needs to be adapted and it needs to be new, especially with the amount of tournaments that are happening in Warzone for $250,000 with all these big creators. And they're just like, bro, fix your game. I got killed by a hacker in a tournament.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like, it's disgusting.
It's like, don't worry, we banned him. Oh, God forbid he doesn't make a new account tomorrow because like this is a free game.
Was, apparently there were some IP bans, but like bro, like you banned 60,000 accounts. You best believe there's going to be a large uptick in new accounts that next day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's people who pay $50 a month just to, I mean, that's the thing. There's like Activision knows, like they should know. If not, they're incredibly deaf to the situation and they don't care. And I think they don't care anyway. But the amount of people who have been found out be like, hey, you're cheating. It's like, well, yeah, everyone else is. And I want to have fun with this game.
Yeah, why not?
It's like, no. Like, as a kid, I got my cheeks clapped by better players all the time. And I still had a fun time.
Yeah.
Because it was about having fun. It was about getting better because it wasn't, hey, second prize is close to a first prize. It's like, no, I want to win. And I'm that type of person to where like I love competitiveness. I think a great level of it to where it's like I have 1v1 break, like I'll go on streams like 1v1 me pussy. But like doing it in like a joking way, but kinda gets the blood flowing to where it's like, bro, I will beat you one day. I will
one day.
Yeah. And I'll work for it. And I'll get better, I'll get my reaction time. But if you scrub that, no amount of work that I will ever do will ever outdo a computer. Ever.
Yeah.
Like, there have been those montages that are like, oh, cheater gets taken out. It's like, yeah, but he took out 30 people. No, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll play Apex and get outslid and, you know, get this guy with a Kraber who decides to one-shot me from across the map. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Because he's worked for it and I'm horrible at the game.
I'm having a lot of fun with it. I think it's very new.
Yeah.
To a lot of us.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. It's in, you know, they're in their new season. I played a little bit back in the, like, season zero before they even did that. I played a little bit, but I didn't get into it. And it, like you said, I tried. It just wasn't my thing. And now, like, it's fun.
Yeah. Now, do you think it's fun only because Warzone is so lacking? Or
no,
do you think...
I enjoy it's a lot more. You have to be... You can't just run and gun. Like you have to be very smart with your shots. You have to move a certain way, which I posted a little montage clip, and basically the resounding comments were, you need to work on your movement, but your aim is cracked, my guy.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, all right, something to work towards to figure out movement and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a whole nother level.
Yeah,
and that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, because there was
I'm all about the Switch. So it's just philosophically the way that Activision's handling stuff, it turns me the wrong way, like 100%. Like I'm unless you show me like amazing strides that you're going to take this seriously, I'll come back.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Like just having that manipulation and the fact that there's a guy named Jay God who his job is to look at COD guns and see which ones are like build loadouts, do all that. And he was like, yeah, this is a lie. Like that hurt me because what it told me is like, you just wasted all your time. You trying to get better at this was a waste of time. And that's the thing. I have no problem changing games. I do not want to be known for a game. I think it became very clear when Bear, I don't know if you saw his tweet, but he got banned from, or he got his account banned.
His account got hacked. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, bro, fucking fix it. Like, I based my entire career around you. I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no, I'm
like,
good.
No offense to Bear or anything, but that's the reason why, like, I'm so scared to get so heavy into one game.
Yeah.
And I know he's got multiple things, but it was just opening me up to where it's like, yeah, no. Nah, I don't want to attach my name, my success to this game at all.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a COD streamer. I don't want to be, you know.
I have no problems with being a variety streamer.
Yeah. And that's that's a topic in its own to where it's like,
yeah,
don't, like, people come to see you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch Kyle Driver because I'm like, wow, COD or wow, Apex. Because there's YouTube for that.
Yeah, yeah. There's a dime a dozen.
And that's what's, well, it's
millions of people that play.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing is, like, that's what's cool about every channel that makes them unique is, like, I don't watch Break because of his six shots. If I wanted to, like, honestly, I'd watch Asian Boy or Joe Woe, mm-hmm. anyone else. I watch the people I watch because I enjoy their personality. They add to the value of the game, no matter what game they're playing. Like, bro, I can, like, there are people who I've watched for a year that I'm just like, yeah, you could be playing Minecraft, pixel art, like Microsoft Paint, and I'm still going to love what you do because you add so much value to that. And I think that's the cool thing about, like, creators that not a lot of people know. Like, they want to hop on a game because it's popular, and sure, yeah, first come, first serve, you get the first stuff out, and you can get ahead of the curve. But at the same time, like, if you're just hoping that the game's going to carry you, just go watch gameplay footage on YouTube, my guy.
Yeah.
Like, you don't watch Twitch unless they're a professional athlete, like, unless they're just good at the game, like Nick Merckx. Like, but even then, Nick Merckx is hilarious with what he does. And he's incredibly talented. Even though he's putting bronze zombies, but, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But man, I'm so excited about this podcast. This has been an amazing conversation.
My
guy, like, I would love for you to just post all your stuff. Where can people find you? Like, everywhere. How can people find you?
They can find me on TikTok at Kyle Driver. Make sure the one's an L, or I'm sorry, make sure the L's a one. You can follow me on Twitch. Everything, literally, if you type in Kyle Driver on any social media platform, aside from Facebook, you'll be able to find me. I've kept it pretty straightforward.
He's just that famous. You just type in Kyle, and the next picture that comes up is Driver.
My goal to one day is to have where people look at Seth Rogen, they go, hey, look, it's Seth Rogen, a.k.a. not Kyle Driver.
You're too ripped. I'm sorry, but you're way too ripped. You're like, you're better.
You're better.
You're better.
Yeah.
But, man, I appreciate you coming on the call. And
absolutely. It's been a long time coming. I'm glad that we're able to, you know, finally sit down and have a heart-to-heart. I know, like, it's cool, you know, being able to, you know, send the voice messages back and forth. But this is a little bit more intimate, a little bit more personable, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yep. No, I totally understand. Oh, bro. Well, hey, I'm gonna do the outro, but man, I'll be sure to, I can't wait to see what you do. I'm really excited.
I appreciate it. Same goes here, man. Much love.
Heck yeah, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, what a freaking great guy. Dude, everyone go follow Kyle Driver on all of his social media platforms, everything like that. What a great dude. But guys, if you like the podcast, feel free to shoot this thing a follow, subscribe to it. If you want to support it, you definitely can in the comments. That way we can keep this ad-free. But overall, man, who should we have on the podcast next? Like, man, I'm pumped for who's been coming on because they are just insanely knowledgeable, insanely wise with what they have to offer. And I hope we all learn something from it. Kyle, thank you so much for coming on. You're a great guy. And guys, I'll see you on the next episode. Okay, bye.